Blog Talk Radio.
General Quarters, Security Condition 3.
GQ, Security 3, sir. General Quarters 3, intruder alert. GQ 3, intruder alert.
Good evening, everyone. It's Madam Perry here again on Madam Perry Salon. Yes, it sounds like we have an intruder, but it's okay. It's really okay this time. I am proud to present our guest tonight. A band out of Arizona called Lux, and I think they're pretty much all here already, guys, girl.
What's going on?
Hey,
everybody. I think, do I hear three voices or four?
Yeah, there's only three of us right now. You got one on the way. He's coming. He's on the loose.
Okay. All right. So far, I've got Seth, Devin, and Tracy. Welcome to Madam Perry Salon. Come on in. Have a seat anywhere. Just,
thank you.
Just come right through the door where the beads are hanging down. That's the place. It's kind of like Genie's bottle, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Okay. So right now, where are you guys? I saw your video when you were passing through Malibu. You're on a pretty serious tour.
We're on our way to Fullerton right now.
All right. And last night you were at the Hotel Cafe in Los Angeles. Am I right?
That is correct.
All right, cool. And so now you're en route to Fullerton to play the Slide Bar.
Fullerton, California, yeah. A cool venue called the Slide Bar.
Well, I think it's called, is it the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen? I found them on Facebook.
Yeah.
The Rock and Roll Kitchen.
Technically, yeah.
All right. Technically, yes. All right, good. So how far are you from Fullerton right now?
I think we're an hour out.
Oh, okay. So do you have to pull over to a truck stop?
Oh, just kidding. I'm not the one driving. I guess we're right down the street. That's way off.
Well, at least you can get there from there.
So, oh, Nolan just got in.
Oh, good. Nolan.
Hi there.
How you doing?
He says hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good to have
you
here.
Hey, thanks.
I'm doing great. And I know you guys are from Arizona, so I was wondering if we'd have any kind of a language problem, not just because of your exotic last names, but because I'm from Atlanta, so I didn't know if you would understand myself.
It's very hard for me to understand anything really, but we'll make do.
Okay, if you can. Understand my southern accent. Let me tell you, I had a band. There's a band that comes on a couple of times that I love. They're from Liverpool. There's Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. And Joe may call in tonight. But the drummer, I can understand. The singer, the first time we were on together, we were just totally lost. And I don't know if it's my accent, his. He was asking, did I have the band CD, meaning his band. I thought he meant the band with Robbie Robertson and Levon Helm. And we went around for a while with that. So I don't think we'll have that.
Yeah, I'm pretty American at this point.
He's pretty Americanized.
Okay.
It's just that accent.
I've been here for a while.
All right. Where are you? Well, so have I. Like I said, in Atlanta, we just sound a little different, but that's okay. But we love music. And have you been to the South yet? Have you played in Atlanta? Or?
We have yet. The closest thing we got to was Dallas, Texas.
Okay. You're about halfway here.
Yeah,
are you
gonna put, we almost got there.
Yeah, you got to put Atlanta on your calendar next year.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, just let me know. Let Madam Perry know. We'll take care of it. Okay, so as I was saying, you're from Arizona, and you're on this tour. You're with another guy from on the tour, I understand.
Yes, his name's Gabe Kubanda.
Okay, he's a solo artist, not a band like you guys, right?
He is.
And so this is about a month-long tour?
For us, it's about 5 weeks, but for him, he's rolling with the Epic Proportions tour, and it's going to be 3 months long.
Okay. Now, is he somebody that you already knew and hooked up with, or did Epic Promotions put you all together?
Yeah, we played a show with them back in, was it January or February, and they reached out to us before they went on this tour and invited us to come along.
Oh, nice. And it looks like you're playing almost every night, aren't you?
Almost every night, at least 5 days a week, sometimes 2 shows in 1 day. But
a lot of schools.
Yeah,
a lot
of schools. So sometimes it's in the middle of the day. It's hot. It's
very hot.
Very hot. Couple nights here and there.
And who is that worse on? Is it worse on the drummer for having to set up and take down in the heat?
Well, we have to set up the stage every day, so we all kind of chip in and set everything up. But, yeah, I'd say it's pretty rough on him.
Okay. And, Tracy, you're the bassist?
Yep.
Tell ya, these gals with rhythm playing bass always have
it
going
on.
I said, you gals with rhythm that play the bass.
Oh.
Always have it going on. Yeah. And I saw pictures. You play electric and you play upright.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And what drew you to the bass?
When did you start playing?
I actually started on the upright maybe about 7 years ago. And then I picked up the electric just about 2 years ago. So I've been playing for a while, and I'm classically trained, so I've been playing classical music most of my life. Only recently I kind of ventured off to, like, you know, other genres, rock and roll.
Have you ever played jazz?
Not really, no. I wish, but no, I haven't really done jazz. I like listening to it, though.
I've had a jazz combo for maybe almost 20 years, and one of my bassists is it's a woman, but her name is Jackie Pickett, but she has a PhD in bass, so she is called Dr. Pickett on there.
That's awesome.
I know, she's great, and the only time I had to let her off of a gig was when she had she goes, oh, I'm doing the symphony tonight, and it's Mahler, and I got a big bass solo.
Oh, that's awesome.
So then you have to say, Jackie, you go do what you got to do. Dr. Pickett.
That's awesome.
And come back. So you're, okay, how long have you guys been together?
11 months.
Yeah.
Really? And you all went to high school together?
Me, Devin, and Nolan did. The three boys.
Mm-hmm. And then where did Tracy find you guys?
Tracy?
Where did you
find Tracy?
Yeah.
One of my friends, it's a roommate, and she was like, hey, come hear my, because we were looking for a bassist. She was like, hey, come hear my roommate play bass. So we went over, and it clicked right then and there, and we haven't parted ways since.
And let's see, Devin, the drummer.
Yes.
Hey.
I always got to stay in tune with the rhythm section there with Tracy and Devin, because you guys, you know, you're the driving force, though, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. We're the bedrock of the beat and the rhythm.
The bedrock of the beat. I could dig it.
Groovy.
I think that would be that would be a great title. For a feature on you. We have a friend that's called in here tonight. Hey, this is Madam Perry.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey. Who is this?
This is Bruce.
Bruce?
Keith.
Keith. Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry, Keith. It's my hearing loss from all those loud years at loud rock concerts. Glad you called in. This is my buddy Keith from up in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, Keith, the band tonight is Lux, and they're out of Phoenix, Arizona, but right now they're on tour on the West Coast. They are burning down the house. They are tearing up the stage everywhere they go. And so last night they were at the Hotel Cafe in L.A. They are en route to Fullerton for the Slide Bar to play tonight. And let's see, okay, so we've got down Seth, your lead vocal and guitar, Devin, your drums, Tracy, bass, upright and electric, Nolan, piano, flute.
Yep.
Have I got it right, Nolan? Okay. Nolan, I know that you came in late on the show. I guess that meant that they made you park and get gas and stuff while they got on the air, right? They made you go get the slushies or whatever. Well, let me ask you, so you guys are driving. Now, are you driving with the other act, Gabe Cabanda, or are you driving separately, or does he get a limo and you guys have to get a VW van?
Yeah, we wish. No, we're all on the same tour bus together, big happy family traveling, and it's quite nice. It's just us six. We have a sound guy with us, too, and it's great.
Oh, good. Yeah. Your sound guy is with you.
Oh, yeah, we got it.
Oh, that's perfect. Then that way when you get there, he knows you, he knows what you do, he knows what you like, how do you like it, and you know whether or not he's had too much to drink before he starts.
Oh, yeah. We got to keep an eye on him. He's sneaky.
Okay. Who does most of the writing?
Seth.
Okay. You do all of it or most of it or anybody else write?
He writes most of the music, and then I produce in the studio. And that's kind of how we collaborated the EP that's out right now.
Devin, what kind of drums do you play?
I play on DW drums.
Mm-hmm. It's all DW. What kind of cymbals?
I use Zildjian Dark Case.
And could you just tell me some of your favorite drummers?
Absolutely. John Bottom.
Yeah.
Gene Krupa.
Yeah.
Dave Grohl.
Oh, yeah.
Neil Peart, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Weckl, Terry Bozzio, Buddy Rich. That's just a few right there.
But that's a pretty broad spectrum of styles, too. I like that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And then the various drummers that played with James Brown, of course. He went through a lot, though, because he was very particular in his playing style. So,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's about it right there.
Yeah, that's a good bunch. So, and a good setup you've got there. So, do you ever feel like you can sort of alter a song with the drums, kind of help them?
Oh yeah,
along?
Of course.
Yeah.
The drums
or how
can
you
change song drastically, whether it's upbeat or downbeat or slow or fast.
Sometimes, now being a jazz player, you know, I used to have sometimes different musicians and maybe two gigs a day with a couple of different change outs, which means that the song, you might do the same set list, but they might sound different because you got your Argentinian drummer in the second gig who turns everything Latin. And everybody's got their own way, but I like that. It keeps you on your toes, especially if you're a chick singer.
So. Oh yeah, those drummers are fun too. Those beats are really energetic and fun. So
yeah. It's funny how you can make things where you don't have you don't have to worry about the keys, but you make it musical. You know, with all four limbs going. I think that's fantastic. Okay. And, of course, Tracy, you know, then you've got the electric bass and then the with the stand-up, that's got more of such a nice percussive quality.
Yeah.
that kind of vibration to it. And Nolan, keyboard and flute?
Keyboard and flute.
Okay, so what do you have to do? Do you play them at the same time? Do you have to have one of those things like harmonica players wear around your neck?
No, that would be awesome. I need both hands for the flute, so I basically have to try to pick it up as fast as possible. But yeah, it's pretty much one at a time, and then I try to keep it on stage somewhere where I can grab it quick enough. But yeah, I've been playing flute since I was about 13. That's probably my favorite thing to improvise on. It's easier just thinking about one line at a time instead of playing chords. I don't know, I think it works well, especially with stand-up bass and acoustic guitar. It sounds good, so the crowd seems to like it, and I really enjoy playing it, so it worked out well.
So you probably need a special rig, like how some drummers have, what they call a kitchen, some percussionists. So you probably need something with maybe kind of like a little holster for you to slide it in real quick, grab it back.
You know, I'm still coming up with ideas. I'm open to suggestions. I don't know, because, maybe some kind of like samurai sword case where I can pull it out with the back. I'm not sure. That's what I was thinking. But if you have any ideas about what might work better, a holster, that would be cool too.
I'm so glad you went.
That would be really cool, actually.
We'll come up with some kind of a design, a little kitchen, a little hole, a little thing set up around you and around your keyboards. I had a guy on there once that had a keyboard, but he had a screen. Keith, try to imagine this, okay? This guy had a keyboard, but around his keyboard up top, he had a windscreen for a small British sports car.
Oh.
I always wanted to get a keyboard where you just, put the whatever and just play. All the songs are pre-recorded so people could think I was playing, but I wasn't.
Right.
I had the screen up in front of my hands. And, I'm sure everybody's seen musicians. I've seen friends doing this when they're playing and somebody wants to come up and hand them something on a piece of paper, a request. Usually somebody that has their judgment altered by their beverages, so they don't realize that they can't take it out of their hands or playing guitar,
Right.
So I thought that would be a cool thing to do when that happens, is be able to say, oh, you have a request, and then pick my hands up, listen to, read the paper, then put it down and put your hands back behind the little guitar screen. But I'm going to work up something. Oh, they never do. I don't know. Oh, how long, if it was me, I don't know. I'd probably be giving up pretty quick because there was a do you remember a band called...
If it's moving enough, maybe nobody would even notice it. Wow.
That's true. Have you ever heard of a band, because I know you cats are young, but you've got a pretty good knowledge horizon, a band called Parliament Funkadelic?
I haven't heard of Parliament?
You ever heard of Bootsy Collins, George Clinton?
Yeah, Devin says he knows them.
Oh, Devin knows them. Of course, the drummer.
Yeah. Oh, no, Gabe knows.
Okay, Gabe. All right. Hey, Gabe. Gabe can... Okay. When they split off, they were Funkadelic and Original P or P-Funk All-Stars. Well, one of their keyboard players, I knew his wife, and so he would play with me on gigs sometimes, and he would pull these little tricks on me. Like, he would say that I knew a song that I didn't know just when he was starting it in front of people. So he said one day he wanted to play a jazz tune. He said, and now we're going to play. I mean, you got to think, you guys, you've got to go look at this band first, okay? Because the guy that played with me. Oh, yeah, you should. The guy that played with me, Doug, when he played with George Clinton, the uniform he was assigned was some kind of a Valkyrie, German helmet with horns and a school crossing guard outfit. That was the uniform they gave him. and platform boots. So, not when he played with me, because that was the uniform for that group. But when he played with me, though, and fantastic player, but he was a monster player, but he would get me in places and then announce that I was going to sing something that I didn't know. Like, he'd say, and now... Jennifer Perry is going to sing Autumn Leaves in French. And so I went through the entire song, singing every French sound and word and alphabet that I knew, and people seemed to enjoy it till I got to the very end and had a couple of syllables I had to put in. So I said, I foolishly fell in with Frère Jacques, and that gave the whole game up. The jig was up then, you know. I was busted. But it was at the end of the song, so people laughed and they liked it. So they didn't mind being fooled. So I'm just saying. I forgot what I was saying. Anyway, but I had a point in there somewhere. And the point was, I will work on some designs, Nolan. I think that we can come up with something really, really special. And then the band will be mad at me because you'll have so much attention and you'll be getting features in Keyboard Magazine and stuff. And they'll go, they'll say, thanks, Madam Perry. You're a real pal. Hey, why don't we go ahead and play a song? Now, you've got a 5-song EP coming out, right? Or is it already out?
Yes, it's available on Spotify and iTunes.
All right. And what do you want to play first?
Let's go ahead and play One. That'd be awesome.
One by Lux.
Together we rise apart, we fall, we fall. This time around we bend through it all. If I walk away we fall, if you don't stay we fall, and in the end we'll be alone. Yeah, light up the sky, baby, it's just you and I. Together we'll go to light and become one. Light up the sky, baby, it's just you and I. Together we'll go to light and become one.
Wow, nice. Really nice, guys.
All right.
Keith, I think that should go on Kenya's show. What do you think?
Yeah, they cool. They sound like, you know, I got the Maroon 5 sound, but I'm more of a Perfect Circle fan, so I'm going to say a Perfect Circle.
Which I'm not familiar with.
I do like the sound, though.
Yeah, it is nice. We have to put that. See if Kenya, let Kenya put it on her show. So Yeah, my friend has a, or mine, Keith's friend has a show about relationships. It's a discussion show, and she's always looking for music that has to, it's very poignant, has a bearing on relationships. You still with me, band? Seth, Tracy, Nolan, Devin? I got robot roll call here.
Hey.
Hey. All right.
I hear you. Yeah,
well. I think Keith had a question.
Yeah, how long have they been playing together?
How long have we been playing?
Yeah, I mean, together, like as a band.
11 months, and me, Devin, and Seth have known each other since, I think, 2010.
Speaking of which, I have my friend Kenya Colbert on the line. She's the radio host we were just speaking of. Kenya.
Hi,
Lux.
Guys. Hello,
oh,
Lux. How are you?
Good, yourself?
I am wonderful. I love your sound. It is good.
Thank you.
I know. Wasn't I telling
you?
Where did I? How did I meet up with these cats, Kenya?
On Twitter.
I'm telling you, it's like the magic thing. And by the way, everybody listening, I'm going to have everything for Lux. I'm going to have their Twitter and all their Facebook and all their connections on the Madam Perry's page, Madam Perry Salon page on Facebook, and everywhere I can share it. You guys know I'm a professional ghost tweeter for some other people, so which means that if I'm handling it, if I like you, everybody I know is following you.
This
wow.
is true. This is true. She is the queen of Twitter.
Wow, Madam. Ghost tweet. That's awesome.
Ghost tweet. I know. Ghost tweeters in the sky. So, Kenya, the band here is Seth is lead vocals guitar. Devin is a drummer. And Kenya, you know how I feel? The drummers and the bass, you know, the rhythm section that really keeps you driving. They're bass player. They got a chick bass player, Tracy.
Woo-hoo! Way to go, Tracy.
And Nolan plays piano and flute. So
okay, wow, you guys are all over the place. I love that.
And so
right
they're and yeah, the flautist.
Flautist.
You prefer what's the difference between a flautist and a flutist? What name do you prefer? Does one do more classical music or what?
A flautist? I think flautist is just the word. I think that's technically the name, but I feel like it doesn't make me sound very cool, so I say flutist. I think that sounds better. So, I think the technical term is flautist, so I am a flautist. Proud of
okay.
it.
I figured that you would say the difference would be something like, I don't know, $40,000-$50,000 a year or something because one might be a symphony or something.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if it's a different term for classical flautist or a...
Yeah, when you do session work, you might want to put that in. No, I need to get paid more. I'm a flautist. You think I just play a, you know, yeah. Tell them, this is the flautist rate card. Okay, so anyway... King, these guys, they're on tour on the West Coast right now. They're from Arizona, but they're on the West Coast. They're right now heading from, they played L.A. last night, heading to Fullerton to play Slide Bar. And got a 5-song EP coming out. So you got 6 people, and Gabe is welcome to say hello to everybody. But you got 6 people.
Hi,
Gabe. Hey, Gabe.
Let me ask you this, guys. Are you guys all in the same place right now? Is everybody in the same room?
Oh, yeah. We got Joey, the sound guy, sitting across from me right now.
Here we go.
Hi, Joey.
Hey, Joey.
Hi.
Hey, hi. Hello, everybody.
Joey. Sound man drinking earlier, okay?
Joey's been great. He's been accommodating all our sound needs and everything for live. It's been a pleasure working with him so far.
It's a crucial part of the show.
Wow.
And Gabe is currently driving the tour bus right now to the venue, believe it or not. He's a hardworking fan.
Oh, you're on the road to the
moment. Okay. Gabe, be careful. Be careful.
They said be careful.
Thank you.
All right.
That's key.
All right.
Everybody be careful. All right. So let me ask you this. So you got six of your kids. You got the four of you, Seth, Devin, Tracy, Mellon, plus the sound guy, Joey, and Gabe, the other artist, Gabe. All six of you traveling. What do you do to keep yourselves mentally, I don't know, not necessarily alert, but keep you from getting unhinged or onto those nerves?
It's child support. I
think everyone has their own little outlet to kind of get away from the everyday stresses and stuff. I like to, I put my headphones on, fall asleep, listen to music, go in my bunk. What do you guys like to do? I like to work out, lift weights. That keeps my mind clear. So,
cool.
I love traveling, so it's kind of, I always feel pretty good when I'm in a new place, something new to see. Also getting outside, just, I've been trying to be healthier lately, so just any kind of physical activity, jogging, and working out whenever we can find somewhere to do it. I've been producing a little bit of music on my laptop, so that fills up some of the time. And starting to read again, which is kind of shows how long I haven't read for, because it's hard for me now. that's it. Tracy?
I pretty much second what everyone else said, but I'm currently working out, fortunately. But I like to take walks and, walk by myself, and it's cool seeing new places. And we know some of the people that live in the places we're going to, so we get to see people who we don't normally get to see on a regular basis. So, yeah.
Okay. Wow.
What's it like, Tracy?
Fun.
Yeah, meeting people, like going from place to place like that. Since you guys have, you do travel, you're playing a lot. You're getting all your sound out there on social media. I was trying to look up, found different articles on you. I was reading one from the, the Phoenix New Times about you. And what's it like meeting people that have just heard about you and are anticipating?
Sure.
Like, they already know who you are.
It's pretty exhilarating to see what other people and new people have to say about our music. It's interesting because everyone has like a different take on it, so it's really exciting to hear the feedback.
Yeah, I agree. My favorite part about this tour is that we get to play a new venue and there's a new set of peers everywhere we go. So it's just cool to see everybody's reaction.
And I see that you've got you're building a very good following, and it's a good organic following on social media with this tour. So I'm guessing every day, you see your numbers climb and more people interacting with you. You've got to feel the momentum. Pardon?
You can thank Devin for that.
Oh, yeah?
I'm kind of running the social media right now. I do my best being the drummer and everything else that's going on right now, but I'm doing this thing on Snapchat. Have you guys heard of that?
Yes.
I made an account for the band for people to follow us up close, and I'm pretty much documenting our, every day on tour so you can see what we do, by the hour versus just on Twitter. It's a much closer look into what's happening.
Yeah, I like the video you made today that you had on Twitter. And you had the little frame in Malibu up in the corner. Who did that?
That was me. We were just driving through Malibu, and we also had another PO on Instagram, and just make those from time to time just for fun.
Yeah, that's good. That's a great way to keep in touch and keep people engaged. And yet you're still taking advantage of the what I call the short attention span world that we live in. So it's quick. Get the point across. So.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got the 5-song EP that's out now. That's available on Spotify and iTunes. And what have you got? I would imagine it's kind of hard. Is it more difficult to ride on the road, or are you getting some new things done because you've got a bigger crowd? They're gonna be wanting more product.
We've been working in writing in between. It's definitely a challenge, but we can still do it. I brought some equipment with me so we can record on the road and, you know, jot down ideas and stuff. And I think that being in the situation that we are, the creative juices are flowing definitely on the road. So.
Yeah, we get
so. These guys ride together?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm sorry, guys. I just blurted out. I was just wondering. I missed part of the show, and I'm just, you probably covered this already. Do you guys write together? Is there just one person who's doing the writing? How do you guys come up with your content?
I write the lyrics, and Seth here, the singer.
Seth, okay.
And the chords and everything, and Devin helps me produce it. Makes it sound listenable and pleasing. And everybody fills in all the other gaps with their own part.
That's cool. That is cool. Guys, I got to tell you something, right? So, like, Jennifer's show, Madam Perry, she brings, like, the best people on her show. And then I come in here and I try to steal you guys. I don't know if she mentioned that or not. I come and try to steal the best people so that you can play your music on my show as well. But I never know where to find the people. Jennifer has this thing where she can hear a song. She can hear the music. And I guess because she's been in the business for so long, she has this ear, and she can always tell what's going to go. And it's crazy how she knows that. So when I heard the guys, I'm like, dang it, she did it again. She just did it.
Yeah, I got it like that, too.
Yeah, thank you.
But actually,
yeah, she's got this ear.
Actually, they introduced themselves to me first on Twitter.
Really?
Didn't you? I believe you did. I believe you followed me, that I followed you back, and then I listened to you. Said, okay, hey, listen to our music. And I did. I thought, whoa.
Divine intervention.
And then you come along. She's got my bands in Liverpool, people all over, people in Germany, people in France. She said, I know imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, so I won't accuse you of jacking my steeds since you're my best friend.
But I tell you, I trust her ear so much, because Jennifer, she kind of knows the content that goes, the things that make people want to listen.
Well,
I was wondering about the writing.
Well, thank you, Kenya. But let me tell you something. Before you got in, when Keith was here, I was telling him when we played the song already, the song one, that I said,
Keith?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, Keith is here.
All righty. Hi, Keith.
Hi.
I didn't know you were on the line. Hi.
See, I'm gonna steal from you, okay? So, but anyway, after we played the song one, I said, okay, Kenya's gonna want this on her show. I know she is. So why don't we go ahead and before you steal the one, let me play another song from their 5-song EP that's coming out. And what are we gonna play now, guys?
This one's called Entomologist.
Entomologist. And pray tell, what was the inspiration for Entomologist?
The girl it's about likes bugs. Entomology is the study of bugs.
Imagine
okay.
that.
Mm. Wow. Because you know what I thought before I listened to it the first time? When I heard the name, I thought, Entomologist, okay, and I looked at your picture of your band. I looked at the name of the song again, and I thought about there's an episode of Big Bang Theory where a comedian Lewis Black plays an entomologist, a bitter entomologist.
Bitter. I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen that?
No.
Oh. It's funny because they're going to go find out. They've got a bet. Howard and Sheldon have a bet on what kind of bug this particular bug is. And so they go to him, and he's very bitter because he's lost his job and he's lost his wife to some guy that wears bootcut jeans. And you know Lewis Black, the comedian. You know how.
Yeah, I'm sure it's hilarious because of Lewis Black. He's amazing.
Oh yeah, yeah. So to see him as a professor on there, cleaning out his office and cursing everybody without cursing on there, but you know the way is this about Lewis Black? So, all right, well, let's go ahead and play Entomologist. And if you're just turning in to Madame Perry Salon, listen to the band Lux, and here's the song Entomologist.
Whether it be wrong, whether it be right, so let's make the best of what we don't know. Let's make it last, let's take it slow. We got no path, nowhere to go.
Oh, my. You guys.
I like the first song, but that one I liked even more.
I know, Keith. Me too. It's
thanks,
just
got
those vocals, the dynamic in your vocal set. Oh my gosh.
Thank you. I get it from my mama.
Oh, really?
That's funny.
Your mama's a singer?
Oh yeah. She's got a powerhouse voice.
Really? You all have, I mean, I bet you just have women falling at the stage.
That's what the bartender last night at the bar said to my mom, actually.
Speaking of women, I'm just going to ask my family, like, how many months a year are y'all on tour for? And how long, how do y'all feel about being away from family that long?
I mean, this is our first tour, and I mean, we're coming up on the second week of it. So, I mean, I've wanted to do this since I was 15 years old, so I'm real eager to stay on the road and keep doing it. You guys, thoughts?
Yeah, so far I love it, tour, being away from home. You know, I talk to my parents, you know, once a day, please, and keep in contact with everyone. But for the most part, this is pretty much a dream, playing music every day, you know, traveling.
That was actually a good question.
Tracy?
Yeah, it's definitely nice, like, you know, getting away and playing in different cities. I'm still adjusting to the sleep schedule. but, yeah, it's really cool. And I kind of don't want to go back home.
All right. So are you all single? I know you're young. Are y'all single? And
Nolan, don't answer that. Are you single, Nolan?
I'm not single right now. No, I was about to say, if
y'all
got
a lady,
girlfriend's with me,
so she came to the last show. But the rest of us are single. Especially Tracy, she's very single and hot. Very hot.
I saw her picture. You're a good looking man.
Yeah.
You're all good looking.
It was just funny.
I was just about to start trouble. I was about to say, who's dating in the group? Who's dating within the group?
Hey, this
we're
trying
with
to Matt.
Stay out of that kind of trouble. That's trouble on itself.
It is trouble, actually. It seems like that would be trouble. That would be trouble.
Yeah,
no,
I think we're doing it.
We're handling it very professionally, and we all have fun.
That's exactly the picture I'm getting from you guys, that you are. You're very professional. I mean, you're young. You're enthusiastic. God knows you've all got talent, an immense amount of talent. And but you seem to definitely have both sides of the brain. You've got the definite creative side, but you've got enough common sense and the more pragmatic or practical side to keep everything balanced. So that's why I just predict a lot for you guys. I really do. And
trying to keep our eyes on the prize, you know?
Yeah. Don't let it stray. Don't let anyone make you stray.
You guys do got talent. I'm going to be looking at the VMAs next year, and y'all going to be right there next to Miley Cyrus. I'm like, I actually was going to radio with those guys.
All right, y'all. Be careful about those kind of people now. Yeah, and I'm trying to get them to Atlanta already, Atlanta or Asheville. I'm a part-time in Asheville and Atlanta, so you guys.
I was actually thinking that, too.
I know exactly
yeah.
where you need to be. Exactly. So, you're all from the same place. You all went to high school together?
All of us except for Tracy. She went to high school in California.
Okay. And so are you all originally, though, except for Tracy? Are you guys all from Arizona originally? Nolan's
yes.
not. Are you, Nolan?
I was born in St. Louis, Missouri, but I moved to Arizona when I was two, so pretty much been in Arizona
But his parents are out from out of the country.
My mom was born in L.A., and my dad moved from Pakistan when he was four. So they both grew up in the States, too. But my dad's parents were from Pakistan, and my mom's from India.
Oh, so you have some fabulous family dinners, don't you?
We do. My parents don't really cook Indian food very much. Actually, not at all.
Not at all.
Whenever I go to my grandparents' house, that's something to look forward to.
When I was just out of high school and in college, I had two professors that were from India. It was a husband and wife from India. And I worked part-time for them as a housekeeper and a cook. So whenever their family would come from India, you know, I had to know how to make, you know, paratha, chapati, and stuff like that, and make all the foods for everyone. And, you know, I loved it. I loved the food. But what happened was the same thing with growing up in the South. If I go to a Southern restaurant, I said, that's not Southern food. Or go to an Indian restaurant, no, that's not home-cooked Indian food. So, yeah. I know.
Well, you know more about Indian food than I do, it seems like. But yeah, my grandparents eat pretty healthy now, so they don't do like a lot of the dishes anymore. But it's just like the flavor is just more complex, so you feel like more full after you eat it. Indian meal.
I tell you one thing we used to do when she made the rice was that she would take a little bit of grease in a frying pan or some kind of oil, rather, not grease, oil, but and just lightly fry, just kind of like a flash fry of raisins and I think raisins and pecans or walnuts and put them into the rice. Oh, my gosh. So good. But now you guys.
No, I'm not sure. I'll have to ask about that.
Yeah. I got to switch. Let's see. Okay. Nolan, I've got to get you some recipes. I've got to design an apparatus for you for your instruments. Okay, I've got you're just
We've
my
got a lot of work
now.
To do, but I feel a friendship coming strongly here.
I feel a responsibility as well as a friendship here. I really do. I feel invested in you guys, but especially Nolan. So, you said when you're on the road on this tour bus, what do you carry your own food? What do? I know you don't want to. I know you guys are too young and hip about healthy food to. You know, you're stopping and working out, and I figure you don't want to just keep having meat and bread.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay away from the fast food and stuff. Wendy's looked really good today, though, but I walked past it. What, we grabbed some teriyaki chicken today, so I don't feel as bad about that. But, yeah, there's been some days where it's just, you know, nonstop, and that's like canned tuna, canned turkey, and Tracy's got a bunch of frozen dinners. Actually, she's got some nice frozen Indian dinners in there. I might have to steal one of them. But, yeah, the rest of us have been a lot of protein bars. I don't know if those are even really good for you, but I'm eating a lot of those. Protein shakes.
Pizza.
Yeah, Devin's all about the pizza.
Pizza. He's Italian. He loves pizza.
Cute.
What's not to love about pizza and Italian food? All right, so guys, I'm about to wind up my time with you, and I know you're rolling down the road toward a gig, so I need to just stop and let you rest your throats. I know you're going to have a great gig tonight at the Slide Bar, Rock and Roll Kitchen in Fullerton, California, and then where are you going after that?
We're going to a high school in L.A. Stand by.
Longpoke? Yeah.
Longpoke, California?
Yeah. Santa Barbara?
It's by Santa Barbara.
Did you say Longpoke?
L-O-N-P, I believe, yeah.
Oh, Longpoke.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, I'll just look on the website, okay?
Jordan High of the Arts called.
Jordan High. Okay. So, like I said, for people listening, you are on twitter.com/LuxBand, LuxCband, SoundCloud Lux-Band, Facebook.com/LuxMusicOfficial. I will have all the information that I can cram onto the Madam Perry Salon page for people to follow you and know what's going on. and keep up with your shows. And you guys, I saw that you, one of you has already liked Madam Perry's page or the band, so feel free to pop in with where you're going to be so people can hear you. We're going to be promoting the heck out of you, me, Kenya, Keith, everybody.
Yes.
Sure.
All my crew, because we are so impressed and so glad to find you. And then we're going to get you to Atlanta, and then Keith's going to get you to Baltimore where he is. But we're going to get you to Atlanta. I'm going
to
be your Southeast tour manager. Yeah.
Well, Miley Cyrus.
Keep him away from
Keith
that trashy Miley,
top.
Okay?
Keith reaches to the top. He's got, I mean, guys, you have that's a challenge, right?
No.
You guys are ready.
I think they're ready. I think they're moving. So,
I don't know.
No, they're ready.
They're ready.
So
I'll say not even Miley Cyrus. They can actually do something cool with Justin Bieber. I can see that.
Not Miley Cyrus. Nah.
And maybe we'll do some kind
Bieber
of those, history of dance with Jimmy Fallon.
There you go. Well, I love you, guys. I think you guys sound really, really great.
I'll see. Hey, and you guys know that I do know where Usher's mother lives, so. I had a gig at her house one New Year's Eve.
I'm a huge fan of her son. And it's
really?
Okay.
Somebody please ask me what kind of gig I had there for New Year's Eve.
I'm kind of afraid to ask you that on New Year's Eve. I thought about that, like, what people be doing on New Year's Eve where they're doing a lot of partying and drinking, you know?
Yeah.
Jennifer, tell them.
I'm kind of afraid to ask.
Well, you should be. Band, any guesses?
What kind of gig?
Thank you. Let's not drag this out. I was called by an agency to ask it because I used to some booking agencies before they ever booked me as a musician as a with the band. They asked me to start filling in. I worked as a professional impersonator of Marilyn Monroe, Madonna. This was back in the late 90s and the early aughts, and I also got hired as a fortune teller. Not that I had done it, but as one booking agent said, because I thought, oh my gosh, she finally listened to my music. She's finally hiring me. She goes, I want you to stockbroker, play a fortune teller stockbroker part or whatever. And I went, oh crap. She didn't even listen to my music. And then she said, I know you're not a fortune teller, but I figure you're funny. You'll make them laugh. If I get Madame Belle, she'll know die. Bring the party down. So I did that off and on. And then they start spreading my name around. So then I got a call on, actually, it was the morning of New Year's Eve. Or the day before, and I told this agent, I said, can you do a gig tomorrow night as a fortune teller? I go, nah, you know, I've been kind of sick. I don't really feel good. Okay, it pays $250 or something like that. And I said, okay, where is it? She goes, but you got to commit before I can tell you where it is. I said, okay, I'll commit. $250. Is it cash? Do I get paid then or do I have to wait for my money? No, it'll be cash. Okay. She goes, Usher's mother is having a New Year's Eve party. And she goes, it was like one of those kind of a themed casino parties. So, yeah, so I'm still have the directions. Anyway, guys, we're almost through.
I still have the directions.
Love the band, Seth, Tracy, Nolan, Devin. Love you, music. Love you guys. Seth, that soaring vocal entomologist drives us crazy. Thanks to Keith and Kenya for being on here. Kenya's going to steal you like everybody else. I think you guys are fantastic. Promise me, will you come back on in a couple of months after and let us know what's going on?
Absolutely. Thank you for having us on.
Okay, and you promised to come back. I need a witness.
Yes, you promised.
Very good.
Okay.
Where are your witnesses?
Right. Yeah, okay, you guys are fantastic. Anything I can do for you, let me know. Love you so much. Thank you.
Very nice meeting you.
All right, good luck to you.